Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. This week, we're kicking off September by rehashing our favorite potato takeout item and then eating all of the vegan varieties of Zapped chips that Becky could find at the store.
It should have said remashing.
No, hash is hash brown.
Oh, you're right.
That was...
Remashing would have been also funny.
Yeah. Maybe put that in your pocket for next week. It's a whole fucking month.
Oh, okay, that's right. Toeheads, forget I said anything. Just shh.
I'm grumpy. I'm already grumpy.
Dave's grumpy, everybody.
I am, and it's your fault.
It's my fault.
It is your fault.
Yeah.
Because you're in a big rush.
I'm not in a
big... You are... Passive-aggressively rushing me.
I'm in a medium-sized...
You are in a rush. You're in a big rush because you're going skating right after this.
Yes.
It's one of your four skate nights a week.
Yes.
And so it's very important. Mm-hmm. So important that you rush me, who just finished working, into this environment. Yeah. So creates not a good vibe.
Bad vibes only.
Not only do you rush me in here.
Yeah.
And grumble about how I didn't bring a chair with me and bring it. I'll just get your chair and bring the chair in here.
Yes.
You then do not start recording once we get in here. You putter around with your bags.
You're right. I did putter.
So the big rush, you didn't even have your ducks in a row.
I didn't.
You've yanked me out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter, I guess, as long as you get to have your precious skate. Soon. Listen, doesn't matter what you burn along the way to your precious skate.
Raise it all to the ground.
I guess.
Listener, the thing is that I just got these new indoor wheels. Here's a coin. And they are pink and they light up. And this is the first rink night where I'm going to get to use them. So I'm pretty pumped. And also a little nervous because indoor wheels, fun fact, one of the differences between outdoor wheels and indoor wheels are harder and slicker. Outdoor wheels are a little bit stickier, gummier, which is good outside. You need that to keep your balance. But inside, you don't. You want the slickness for agility. But I am afraid I'm going to be sliding all over that rink, and I'm afraid of what my speed is going to be like. It's going to be very fast
for somebody who's in such a hurry.
Yes,
you sure are spending a lot of time on this.
I was explaining.
It was an inflated explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about my wheels. They're luminous.
We don't have to record.
They're luminous wheels.
We could record another time.
Not a sponsor.
What?
No, let's record.
No, we are.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we didn't have to do it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't.
I guess we didn't.
No. Yet.
Yet.
You manufacture this urgency.
You're right. When you're right, you're
right. Turn into a little Henry Ford around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just, just the assembly line stuff. Not the other stuff.
I was a little Henry Ford. Oh, my goodness. He was awful.
Barking out orders?
He was an awful guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, there's a great Behind the Bastards about Henry Ford.
All right. We should just play another podcast during this podcast.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast where we play you another better podcast.
So it's Sepotember.
It sure is.
This is the first episode of our four-week
It's going to be four.
Our well-scripted, well-thought-out, all 4 weeks fleshed out journey through my favorite food. Probably my favorite food, all things considered, the potato.
Yeah.
The holy potato.
Heck yeah. You had potatoes for dinner tonight and last night.
Yeah.
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 Don't expose me like that.
Sorry. I had sweet potatoes tonight.
Gross. That is a yam and that is not a potato. It's not a part of the potato family. A purple potato, yes. A sweet potato is a different thing.
What about a purple sweet potato?
Not a potato. As long as it's a sweet potato, it's not technically a potato.
Okay. But you can make fries out of it.
I'm talking about in a kingdom phylum sense. Okay. It's not a potato.
Yeah, they are different.
They're different.
It's true.
You have a whole month for that. I would call that a month off because I would not participate. Should have done it when I was on my sojourn.
Sweet potember.
No.
Good. It's pretty
no,
good.
No, that's a play just on right Sepotember. That's not even a play on September.
Yeah. Sweet-tober.
We are probably already doing Sweet-tober, but it's because it'll be candy related and not sweet potato related. And if it was sweet potato related, I would not participate because that's not good.
What about sweet potato candy?
I feel like you're just now...
Like yeah, now I'm trolling.
Refrigerator
I'm
trolling magneting.
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trolling now.
Yeah. I need like real ideas only. Oh. Real ideas only. If you're going to rush me into this, my bare minimum for participation is that it's real ideas and things that I could actually react to.
I mean,
my bare minimum.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Bare enough.
Bare
Get
enough.
Get it? Ah.
Arr.
Like a
Are we
bear.
Doing Buffy Bites?
No, we're not doing Buffy Bites. I haven't watched, I've taken a week off Buffy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll watch it again at some point. I need you to stop watching Buffy.
I'm just going to finish it and then
I know.
I'll stop.
When does it stop?
I think there's 7 seasons.
Holy shit.
So I'm almost done. I'm like halfway through season 5. Shit's getting real on Buffy for me.
Hey, you wouldn't really know because you're on your phone the whole time that you're watching when I walk through the room. Yet.
Yes, I am.
Yet. If I put ice in my cup...
It's so loud.
You're on your phone. You're not even watching your show.
I'm only listening.
You pause it and look over at me. Hey, you don't have to sit in that seat.
Yeah.
You can sit further away.
Yeah.
Which would put you further away from the ice machine.
Yeah.
You're saying you're really bothering me today.
Dave's
so mad
at me.
You're really
so
just getting under my skin. And I was going to just live my life through it, you know, like I do every day. But then you started rushing me into this podcast record and then you did not start the record.
Yeah, that was probably not great.
And that was this is all reaction to that. I'll probably regret it.
No, it's fine. It's great. This is great content.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you make the edits on last week's episode?
Yes, I did.
I
made the requested edits.
Okay. No, now it sounds like I blew up at you on the podcast or something.
He didn't.
It sounds like I blew up at you on the podcast.
He never.
Oh, that's a funny thing to joke about.
Hilarious.
So it's
all the Buffy you've been watching.
It's Sepotember. It's Sepotember.
It is.
I was on a good track, and then you derailed it because of the sweet potato. You brought up sweet potatoes.
God, how dare I?
But we're not... It's just... Potatoes.
White potatoes. All yellow right. potatoes.
Purple potatoes.
Russet.
You got russets. You got Yukon golds. You got reds. You got purple potatoes. What's left?
Fingerling potatoes.
Those are just like little russets.
They're the little babies.
They're russets though.
They're
right?
not russets.
They
They're
look
thin
like russets.
Skin.
They're like russets in disguise.
But they have thin skin, like more like a Yukon gold.
Okay.
And okay. so on in that fashion.
Well, what other ones?
I don't know.
Come on, let's name all potatoes.
Just off the cuff?
Yes. I think if we spend a few more minutes naming all potatoes, we can take a commercial break. We've been talking for long enough. And then the episode's almost over and we're done.
16 kinds of potatoes.
Did you say kimes?
Kimes. Oh, you're going to be mad about this.
It's not a sweet potato. That's wrong, then.
It includes sweet potatoes.
15 kinds of potatoes.
Russet. Uh-huh. That's a sweet potato.
I knew that one.
That's a sweet potato. That's a sweet potato.
What is this list?
Rosefin apple is an heirloom fingerling potato.
What's this list? What is the... You have to cite your source.
Oh, excuse me. The kitchen. Russian banana potato is like a yellow potato, but it's like long and skinny.
Ugh, not for me.
Red thumb is like a red potato, but it's long and skinny.
Not for me.
French fingerling. It's an heirloom fingerling potato.
I
want to eat all these heirloom fingerling potatoes. I love a baby potato. Lorette. I've never heard of these. Austrian crescent. These are all thin-skinned potatoes too. Red gold, purple. We've had.
Is this? You didn't even set up what this list was.
Yukon gold. It's 16 kinds of potatoes.
But it's not all 16 kinds of potatoes. It's just 16 kinds of potatoes.
There's one called the all blue, and it is a blue potato.
You're not answering any of my questions.
It's just 16 kinds of potato.
Why are you reading a list that is just 16 kinds of potatoes? All kinds of potatoes. Oh, auto-completed, because I look up potatoes a lot. Yes, I'll let you have my location. All right, potatogoodness.com. See, this seems like types of potatoes. How many types of potatoes are there? How many do you think?
250.
There are more than 200 varieties of potatoes sold throughout the United States. Each of these varieties fits into one of seven potato type categories. And I think we should just stop at these seven.
Yeah.
These seven are all potatoes. Just like there's seven notes that are all of music. These are seven potatoes that are all potatoes. Russet. You got your russets.
Mm-hmm.
You got your reds. Please don't interrupt. You got your whites. You got your yellows. You got your blue / purples. You got your fingerling.
Mm.
And you got your petite.
Petite. So we got almost all of them. Just
got them all?
Right out of the gate.
Yeah. No, it makes sense because we're such potato fans.
Yeah. I would have lumped fingerling and petite together, but I guess petite means little round and fingerling.
You know exactly what they're talking about.
I do too, but in my head, those were the same. But I'm wrong to
think
that. You
know exactly what they're talking about.
I do.
I got to tell you, and this might be burning an episode idea, but not wild about the fingerling potato experience. And here's why.
Okay.
Too salty.
Hmm.
They put normal potato-sized chunks of salt on them. And so when you eat it, It's like if you were shrunk down, but then you had to sit in a regular size chair.
Oh, adorable.
Yeah, but difficult.
Yeah, yeah. Getting up there would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
I agree. A challenge.
Yeah. So, big ideas for September this month. One of which is we're going to talk about something we already talked about at a place that we already talked about.
More than once.
Well, so I want to challenge us to be even better than last Septotober.
Yes.
Even better. And yeah. I got to say, I was being dismissive when I said that, but halfway through, I thought about the fact that I had a piece of paper out and we were ranking stuff and eliminating stuff.
Yeah.
Which is more work than I've done on the podcast probably since then.
Yeah.
I did research for one episode.
Yeah.
And that worked out very well.
It did.
It was a good episode.
Solid episode.
Yeah. So that one time, the other 51 episodes between last September and this September, garbage, unlistenable, garbage.
But that one was really good.
That one was, I don't remember what it was, but I remember thinking to myself, this one's actually good. Anyway. So all of our takeouts this month are going to be potato related.
Yeah, I feel like we fell down on that last September, but this year we are committed.
Did we even do talk and takeout last year during
September? We would do takeouts that weren't potatoes, and it felt wrong and bad, but we did it.
But here's the thing. Yeah. It's difficult.
Because
and that's why
difficult.
We didn't do it.
Yeah, but
I don't think we're going to be able to do it this time, but I promise that we're going to do it.
Toeheads, we're going to try.
And we're going to kick things off. This is how we're going to do it. This is an example of how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about something we've already talked about at a place we've already talked about. And we're not even going to talk about the full place. We're just going to talk about the thing.
Yeah, so, just the potato dish. Yeah. Do you want to introduce it? I can do a drum roll.
I can't stress enough that do not do a 1, 2, 3, or 4 star rating to this podcast.
Not based on this episode.
In general. Just do 5-star ratings or continue to not rate the podcast.
Yeah.
Don't take this as an encouragement to do something less than 5-star rating. Just stay on the fence. What are you doing?
A drum roll for the potato reveal. What's the potato dish?
What are you doing?
What's the potato dish? My fingers are starting to hurt.
And nobody asked for this.
I asked myself.
All right. Well, this week's Talk and Takeout item of the week. Ooh, we should do items of the week.
We should. It's a great idea.
This isn't even it. This isn't even how you say it. The 1,000 layer potato crisp from Planta.
Pshh. That's right. The 1,000 layer potato
crisp.
The crispy 1,000 layer potato.
You didn't even put it. Why do you do a script if you're not going to put things like that in the script?
It's just a little outline from Planta. We've talked about this before. But
so Planta is a vegan restaurant that's all over the country.
Yeah. Locations in Miami, Chicago, New York.
Atlanta.
And now, yeah, Atlanta's new. I think there's other locations.
There are.
There's a Fort Lauderdale location that just opened. Right. My sister was telling me about it. She's trying to get her work to go there for a work meal.
Atlanta.
So she can order all she wants.
Marina Del Rey, West Palm Beach. I'm sorry I interrupted you. South Beach. Coconut Grove. Ooh, is that the Doobie Brothers? No, that's China Grove. The sun comes up on a sleepy little town. China Fort Lauderdale. Oh. Nomad. Williamsburg. Entertainment District. Yorkville. Bethesda. D.C. Chicago. And coming soon.
Ooh.
Perhaps near you.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. I'm only talking about what I ate at the Atlanta one here. And I'm only talking about the one thing.
Yes, the crispy 1,000 layer potato.
That's right.
So these are, it comes out on one of those long, skinny tray-like plates, and it's 4 little cubes. And the cubes are made up of thinly sliced pieces of potato that they stack up and then flash fry. Yeah. And then on top of each little cube, which is one bite of potato, is a little bit of vegan sour cream, a little bit of vegan caviar that they make in-house, I'm pretty sure, and then a green onion sprinkle on top.
Chives.
Excuse me.
It's also 1,000 layer crispy potatoes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well, joke's on me.
Yeah, the joke is on you. It's not Planta 1,000 layer potato.
No. I would just kind of quickly wrote that down based on our chatting via text earlier today.
This thing is fun. We said on the episode, it's rich people food. It comes out. It's literally just the four things. If you're with four people, everybody gets one. That's how math works. And you eat it. It's very dense, but fluffy at the same time. It's just a delight. It's not a good use of your money.
No.
But it is a good experience. And it gets this week's Potakeout trophy.
Yes, Potakeout trophy.
I did a big pop. It gets this week's Potakeout trophy.
Yes, the Potakeout trophy.
So congratulations, Planta. Your 1,000 layer potato, as Becky has put it, is this week's winner of the potato Potakeout trophy.
It's going great.
Seppo Takeout trophy. That's it. The Seppo Takeout
trophy.
The Seppo Takeout trophy. The Seppo Takeout trophy. Yes.
I think that's doing too much.
Nope. It's doing
exactly the right amount.
Yes.
Okay.
The Seppo Take. You want to write that down?
Oh, excuse me.
The Seppo Takeout.
Seppo Takeout trophy.
No. See, I knew you had it wrong. The Seppo Takeout trophy. There's no space.
One word. Take that space out.
Like it's a form of like muscle atrophy. It's the Seppo Takeout trophy. See?
Seppo Takeout trophy.
Now.
Yeah, we're moving
and grooving.
It's
like you've worn the shoe for a day or two and now you've broken it in, you know?
That's what I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
In case anyone wants to see how that's spelled, it will be in the show notes as well.
I have no doubt that you will do that.
This is Talkin' Toe News.
All right, hi, it's time for Talking Toe News, and this is a segment of the podcast where I take a headline from the world of vegan news, and we talk about it, and this one is from Veg News, this week's article from Veg News, from our pal, Anna Starostenetskaya.
Give Anna the click.
You got to give Amber. Well, yeah, you got to
give... Our good pal, Amber.
Well, stop.
Sorry.
She is our good friend. She's not on the socials. You got to give Anna the click. Our good friend, Anna, who we would never forget her name. I was stalled out because I was trying to do a potato pun on her name.
Oh.
Spudostenetskaya, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anna goes on to say, Metallica turns to tofu to stay fit on tour at 60, feeling, quote, sane and healthy. Metallica members shake off the band's alcoholica image by focusing on healthy habits, including exercise and plant-based proteins like tofu. Legendary rock band Metallica is in the middle of a world tour performing high-energy sets across 8 countries, often 2 nights in a row. Over the last 4 decades, many of the band's performances were fueled by alcohol and drugs. These days, Metallica members Lars Ulrich, James Hetfield, Kirk Hammett, and Robert Trujillo are turning to healthier habits, according to an interview with the Wall Street Journal. What? Okay. Talks about exercise.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
Another trick to leading healthier lives on and off stage is consuming a healthy diet that includes tofu, a powerful plant-based protein. The band is touring with personal trainers and chefs who prepare organic meals to help Metallica's famous members maintain these lifestyles so they can continue to entertain their fans on tour. Tofu, the rock star of plant-based protein. Nailed it, Anna.
Yes,
Metallica's selection of tofu is noteworthy, given the mounting evidence about the role of soy protein in both muscle maintenance and metabolic health. A recent study from China examined how plant-based proteins affect China's older population in terms of muscle mass. Anna goes on, but I will not.
Give Anna the click.
Give her the click. Give her the click. Your thoughts?
I love to hear it. When I was in high school... Mm-hmm. I listened to quite a bit of Metallica,
mm-hmm.
and I'm excited to hear that they have started eating more plants, especially tofu, one of my favorite things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel also like there is this idea out there that eating a vegan diet or a plant-based diet or just not eating meat at every meal is somehow feminine and therefore bad. And
it's a soy boy.
Yeah, it's a soy boy.
Like me.
But I feel like... Metallica embracing plant-based meals, even though I'm sure they're not vegan because the article would have said.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is things like that go a long way to like we have to get over the soy boy thing because if we want more people to go vegan, or
we reject the concept of something being feminine.
Yeah. Or we reject the concept that something feminine is bad.
We embrace the soy boy attitude.
Yeah.
With a soy what?
That's soy
a play
what?
On so what.
Yeah, that's also anyway, a good thing to do. Right. Maybe we need a two-pronged attack where we're doing both things.
So if you had a Metallica song that you could change up the title.
Oh my
God. To be something pro-vegan.
I'm going to have to do a Google.
What would it be? How about a...
Master of Satan?
Oh, I was going to say Enter Satan.
Come on. Yours is better.
Yeah, it is. You're not off the hook.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I stand by what I said.
No, you got to do a different one.
Okay.
You got to do a different one.
Sad but tofu.
Becky. Oh... How about please edit this pause out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For whom the bell tofus.
So you're just going to keep doing tofus? Tofu the bell tolls.
That's good.
Tofu the bell tolls.
Tofu the bell tolls is great.
See what I mean?
I think I stand by sad but tofu. That's mine.
Okay.
That's mine.
I'm going to close it out with and garden for all.
Yours are all better. Wait, I wanted to say something. I wanted to say, and that, my friends, is how you talk tofu.
This is Talking Tofus.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. Becky's still here, right?
Did you miss me?
You bet. You bet I did. So what we're doing this week, it's Sepotember, by the way. I don't know if we mentioned that.
No,
but we're celebrating the potato all month long. And my far and away favorite potato brand is Zapp's.
Yeah, didn't they? Zapp's. They won last year's chip off.
They sure. I remember that too. Yeah, they definitely did.
They did.
You're telling me? I'm telling you. They sure did. Anyway, as time has gone by, Zapp's increases the gap between themselves and every other chip. I will not get kettle chips if they're not Zapp's. I don't want them. Don't want them. No room. No room for Zapp's or non-Zapp's.
Listener, he is not exaggerating. He has said this to me before. Yeah. More than one time.
Miss Vicky's? Miss Vicky's could fuck off.
Miss Vicky's puts milk in everything anyway.
Not everything. She can still fuck off. Deep South. GTFO.
What about the sweet Maui onion?
Nope. So sorry. Dirty chips. Clean it up. Ruffles. More like nothing.
Fools.
For me. Thanks. I'm waiting for Zapp's.
What about kettle chips? Just the kettle brand.
The kettle brand?
Kettle brand chips.
The kettle brand goes in the kettle can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
That's right.
Kettle brand.
Pringles? More like Stinkles.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other brands you got? Hit me with them. Lay's? More like No Ways. Come on. Come on.
Utz.
More like Butts. Low-hanging fruit, softballs, come on.
That's, yeah.
So, but we're not here to talk about fruit.
No.
It's not fruituary. It is September.
Yeah.
Celebration of all things potato.
Hell yeah.
You went to the store. You bought four Zaps flavors. This is a rigged competition because one of the four flavors is the Hotter Than Hot Jalapeno, which is the best chip in the world. But I don't know. Are we ranking these? Are we trying these and just enjoying them? Are we... What's your plan?
I think we should try them, discuss them, rank them.
So we'll rank the other... We'll try all four and we'll rank the other three.
No, we'll rank all four and it'll just be...
Jalapenos first.
Okay, well...
Spoiler alert. We'll do the other three.
Should we eat them first then?
No!
Eat them last?
Yes!
Okay. All right.
Is this your first Sepotember?
All right. So I know you hate these, but look. These were the only four that didn't have dairy that the Kroger stocked on the day that I was there. I was amazed that I could get so many. The first one is the Voodoo Chips. Dave's going to hate them.
Okay, yeah. I had the Voodoo Chips while we were at the beach, and I did not love them.
I'll shake some
off. I wouldn't say I hated them. I think that's strong. I don't hate anything. I hate intolerance.
Do you want to just grab one?
No, I won't. I've got my own little plate. I just want to be clear that I hate intolerance, but I don't hate anything else.
Okay.
I try to live a positive lifestyle. I know that might be hard to believe.
So these are the Zaps. I'm
doing my best.
Voodoo Chips. I just want to see the bag.
Why'd you get the party size?
These were the size. This was the size. This was the only size. So New Orleans kettle style Voodoo Chips.
Too sweet meets too tangy.
Barbecue meets salt and vinegar.
That's what our son said.
He's right. And it's a party. And I love it.
I don't hate it. It's just unnecessary. Mm. I'm here to have fun, not just kill time. I mean, when I'm eating chips. On the podcast, I am trying to kill time.
God, it's so good.
What's next? Wait, this is going to go fast. If this is all we're doing. I guess
it's
too late now.
Well, we've had those before. We've had that one before.
Too late now. Wait, really good description.
Hmm?
Really good description.
The description? Is it the same on every bag?
No.
No. Our New Orleans kettle style chips are cooked to perfection and combined with premium ingredients. This special recipe results in a crunchier, tastier, and unique potato chip experience, which we hope you will prefer. Dave does. I think they're great as well. We thank you for buying our product. Please enjoy and laissez les bon temps rouler.
Now, do you want to explain what voodoo is to people who might not know?
What voodoo is?
Yeah. The concept.
I'd like you to do it.
No, I think I asked you to do it.
No, I think it can be you. Okay, next. Let's keep the voodoo train rolling with their New Orleans kettle style voodoo heat.
Woo.
All right. Voodoo Heat is the latest in our crazy, funky Zaps flavors.
Funky.
Why settle for an everyday flavor when Voodoo Heat can make your hair stand on end? Not for the faint of heart. It'll put a spell on you.
Ooh.
Enjoy, and I can't stress this enough, laissez-les bon temps rouler.
They did it again?
They did it again.
The art on the front of the bag is one of the voodoo guys, but his hair is... Their hair is sticking straight out like Cynthia from Rugrats.
And their mouth is in an O shape like, oh, it's so spicy.
And their eyes are X's like the dead.
Yeah. All right.
Now, I've heard that things can get pretty spicy down on the bayou, so I'm
take some of these.
Forward. No.
So many came out. I don't want that many.
You're going to have to eat them.
I'm not going
to. September rules.
Oh, my gosh. This is too many because we're eating so many chips.
Yeah, I just do a smaller amount. I simply pour a smaller amount out because I want to eat less.
Ooh, these are spicy.
Oh, boy. No, they're not. I'm not getting a spice kick.
The first one I got was spicy. The second one, not as much.
You can mail order. There's a hotline to mail order Zaps chips. You need a Visa and MasterCard. This is very old school.
You fill out a form?
I don't think so. The form would be on the bag. These are indistinguishable from the Voodoo chips.
To me, they're less flavorful with a little heat. I keep eating them, but I don't like them as much as the Voodoo ones.
Very little heat.
And less vinegar and barbecue flavor, because I guess you can only fit so much powder on there.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I like this better than Voodoo chips. The heat is subtle, and like you said, the Voodoo flavor is less, which is good.
Ooh, the heat builds as you eat them.
I'm warming up to it, literally.
Literally, my mouth.
You were so close to being like, whoa!
Here, I'll put these in the...
All right, I'll do the next one. What? How are these vegan?
Well, check the back. Double check me.
Okay. This one is New Orleans kettle style spicy Cajun craw taters.
So if you are unfamiliar, crawfish are like tiny little lobsters in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
No, I don't like that.
The bayou.
They will cook and eat them. It is like a regional dish. Anyway, these are seasoned like a crawfish boil, but no crawfish harmed. I'm assuming is the concept, but just for our listeners who may not be familiar with regional American cuisine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking to a small group. Our New Orleans kettle style chips are cooked to perfection and combined with premium ingredients. This special recipe results in a crunchier, tastier, and unique potato chip experience, which we hope you will prefer. We thank you for buying our product. Enjoy and...
Laissez les bon temps rouler!
That seems pretty generic.
Yeah.
Nothing about the chips.
No, I think that's the same thing it said on the Voodoo.
Well, why did you let me do it?
Because I was hoping they'd mix it up. Premium ingredient. Well, it was when you got to which we hope you will prefer, I was like, oh, it's the same.
What? That's all the way at the end.
Well, that's when I figured it out. And I was like, well, he's at the end now. I might as well not interrupt.
But why didn't we notice it on the second one?
No, the second one was different. It references the chips and gives you a whole thing. I just want one. Thank you. These have a crawfish, and he's holding Mardi Gras beads up in the air. It's very festive.
Whoa, we know how he got those.
Yep. Woo! Yep.
Or is he the one doing the throwing?
Mm.
In which case, grow up. I like these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of a musky spice.
But they're not spicy.
Makes me feel like a sweaty day.
Mm-hmm.
Out on the bayou.
Mm-hmm. A lot of onion powder. A little smoky. I'm into it.
Look at the apostrophe on Zaps.
The apostrophe on Zaps is a little crawfish holding a little potato chip.
Yeah.
He's bringing it to you. He says, eat this instead of eating me. Yeah. And we say, great idea,
crawfish. I flavored it like myself. All right. Now for the king.
Ooh, this is going to be a short episode.
So what?
All right.
I wish it was a short month. This thing that we chose to do.
These are the hotter and hot jalapeno. Do you want to read the...
The crawfish is the apostrophe there, too.
You will prefer... Let's laissez les bon temps brûler. Oh, yeah, he is.
The crawfish is back.
Is he on all of them? No, on this one, the apostrophe is a voodoo doll.
Oh, that's smart.
Cute. And same thing on the other voodoo one.
Yeah. Well, he's back on the hotter and hot jalapeno.
Oh, sorry.
This is the best chip in the world.
Right in front of the mic there.
Just the best chip in the world. It's a lighter color than the other ones because they have to work less to make it good.
You're going to hate my rankings.
What? It's just the best chip. It's just simply the best.
Okay. Let's rank them. Do you want to go 4-1?
Let's do it.
You start because you're going to cancel the podcast after I do mine.
Okay. So fourth is worst,
mm-hmm.
Voodoo. Third, spicy Voodoo.
Oh my God.
Second, spicy Cajun craw tater. First, hotter and hot jalapeno.
Okay. Okay. I'm ready. I'm like emotionally preparing for this. I hate confrontation. Okay. Dave.
Yeah.
My fourth is the hotter and hot jalapeno.
Okay.
I feel like all it has going for it is the heat. The heat is nice, but there's nothing else happening in it. It leaves like part of my mouth feeling like it wasn't hit with flavor in a way that I find unsatisfying.
Okay.
Then third is the craw tater, which I thought was really interesting. I like the smokiness, but I also felt like it was missing an element.
Mm.
Second for me is the spicy voodoo. And first for me is the voodoo because I feel like it has the most flavor packed into a single chip. It hits all the parts of my mouth with flavor. I feel like if the spicy voodoo hadn't backed off on the I feel like if the spicy voodoo had somehow not backed off on the voodoo flavoring to add in the spice,
my
one and two would be reversed. But I just, that salt and vinegar barbecue combo just really like does it for me.
Okay. So it's a complete reversal of my list.
It's the complete, and I wrote it before you.
Yeah, I saw.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't see this as a troll, but I do obviously think you're wrong. And I think that, the thing about the hotter and hot jalapeno chips, and this is, if I can give you some feedback about yourself.
Yeah.
When you get used to things, they become less special. And new things are very special to you.
This and is a true
It's
thing.
True with boyfriends. It's true with children. It's true.
Wow.
Only kidding. I'm only kidding on that part. But I would argue that my love of the hotter and hot jalapeno has caused a frequency, a surplus, a wealth of availability of hotter and hot jalapeno chips in our life. Mm-hmm. And thus they are not special. And you have just been blindsided by three special flavors, which you do like. And you're right to like. I don't, me not liking them doesn't make it wrong to like them.
Yeah.
But the specialness of this chip, I think, has been watered down for you. So it's almost like this should have been left out of the competition.
Oh, I don't know. I disagree. I really feel like the hotter and hot jalapeno is missing something. It needs like a little acidity, like maybe some lime or something. Just it needs a second element. All it is heat. And I feel I like spicy food, but what I like about spicy food is like you get the flavor of the pepper and the other things that are paired with it. You know what I mean? It's not just the heat to me, for me.
I think that you are looking for a crime to commit here. I don't think
I'm not
that you have committed a crime.
I
think we can just be ourselves. I think the podcast is bad but fine when we just are ourselves to each other. So I don't believe you. And well, I mean, gasp. Take that gasp, reverse it, and internalize that gasp. Because maybe the gasp is for you. Maybe the gasp person who should be gasping at is yourself. Exactly.
Whoa, man.
Yeah. You're a gasper, by the way.
I am a gasper.
You're a big gasper.
I love a gasp.
You will gasp at literally anything.
I'm just easily surprised.
Yes. And you punctuate it with a gasp, a big, loud yes, that in public turns heads.
I'm sorry. it's reflexive. I can work on it, but it's just part of.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know it's who you are.
We have a letter.
Yeah?
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I guess so.
This is a bit of an older letter, but I feel that it is very good. Carolina writes, Dave, I hate Brussels sprouts, and they're sneaky too. Sometimes I try to eat them, and I like one, and then I eat another, and I hate it. She goes on to say, Xander does not get better.
Okay.
She goes on to say, I have theories about the tongs.
Okay.
This is topical because it's in reference to our visit to Planta.
Just hold on. Just hold on. I had a big chip dust that made me cough real loud.
Yeah.
And you took advantage of that to move past the Brussels sprout sentiment.
Oh, yeah.
Carolina, you're now a top fan.
Oh, sorry.
I swear to God.
The podcast's over. Good night, everybody.
No, this will never end. You're a top fan. That's all it takes. It's all it takes. You put in a lot of other work, but this is all it took.
Sim Kitty, now you know what to do.
We just got to speak your truth. And the truth has to be a truth I agree with.
If we know anything about Dave, it's that. She goes on to say, I have theories about the tongs. This is in reference to an experience we had at Planta where we got a salad to share. Dave asked for tongs. They told us they were out of tongs. They were not. I used to work at McDonald's. At certain intervals, the ice cream machine needed cleaning. This job took a long time. If no one had time to do it, we always said that the ice cream machine was broken. Technically, this is a lie, but I promise we had to do it. The customers would just not accept that no one in the staff had 45 minutes to make this happen. Maybe the tongs were like in the dishwasher or something, and she just did not have the time to explain that. Okay, first we would have to wait for the dishwasher program to stop, then it will have to cool down, et cetera, et cetera. She probably did not want to lie, but these little lies in the service industry are what keep the wheels turning.
Carolina, you're very kind. A dish came out with tongs on them right after she said it.
Yeah, like 10 seconds
like
later.
Like 10 seconds
Like it was
later.
Already leaving the kitchen.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. So there were tongs.
Yeah, not to pick at old wounds.
Yeah, you might be knocked back down.
Oh, no.
You might have lost top fan.
Just kidding. That gasp was intentional.
Yeah.
I did it for the joke and it didn't land. No, so I take it back.
It landed. It was very good.
Splat.
Yes. Yep. Hey, thanks for the letter.
Yes.
Everyone's
thank you
top
for the letter.
Fan. Everyone's top fan.
We love all our toe fans.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Love each of them.
Yes. We love you and thank you for listening. If you are enjoying the show, please take a minute to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. And we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. We definitely will, no matter what it says. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com, including lots of ones for potatoes.
Yeah, you have a good blog.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What a nice thing to say.
Well, you know, I'm Line Leader on all the things, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok. Talking Tofu is a production of Cattington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Happy Septembre!
Happy Septembre! Laissez-les bon temps rouler!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.